It's called the Hanging Hair Act. Six women dangle from their hair, circling two more performers in the center, creating what's called a human chandelier. Caught on video, the act started with a curtain drenched in blue, then magenta light, hiding the performers. Then the curtain drops, and the women start to move, when, within seconds, the performers and the entire apparatus plummeted 35 feet to the ground, landing on another performer below. Workers rush to the scene. The lights go down. In the video, you hear an audience member ask, "Are they supposed to fall like that?" As the audience was trying to figure out what had happened, firefighter Scott Derry was on the ground taking care of the injured.
They were in shock. They didn't expect their equipment to fail.
Nine total were injured. There were multiple fractures, legs, wrists, necks. The apparatus hit a man on the ground. Blood gushed from his head. The injured were treated and at the hospital within a half hour. Police Sergeant Sean Carroll was also helping the injured.
One of the girls looked up at me and very calmly but sadly said, "I can't feel my legs."
So what happened? It appears that a D-shaped ring called a carabiner, the only thing holding the performers up, snapped. The clip was found in three pieces. It was rated to hold 10,000 pounds, far more than the estimated 1,500 pounds it was holding at the time of the accident. The equipment belongs to the circus. It was installed and tested by their people. Firefighter Paul Dowdy is helping with the investigation.
They report to us that it was visually inspected before the performance and before every performance. They practice it a number of times at each location. And their statement to us is that it was visually inspected as routine, as part of their process, before each time that the apparatus is put into play.
Two of the acrobats were in critical condition on Monday, and family members tell the Associated Press that injuries include a pierced liver, along with neck and back fractures. Stephen Payne, spokesman for Ringling's parent company, Feld Entertainment, says one person has been released from the hospital.
We're giving the performers and their families the support that they need, and we hope that they'll be able to return to us soon. This is not something that we want to rush. We want them to take their time. We want them to feel healthy. But I do know that many of these performers have already said they're looking forward to getting back to work. We'll welcome them back with open arms when they're ready.
The circus, says Payne, is more than a job. It's a working town that travels together as one big family. Sunday's accident has rocked the circus family.
It really is an instance where your family member has been hurt. So it is upsetting, but our people also know that the injured performers would want us to go on and continue to bring the greatest show on earth to cities on this tour.
And they will continue on. While all of the Providence shows were canceled, Payne says the circus train leaves without its eight performers today for Hartford, Connecticut, where the show will go on starting Thursday. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.